Well, I don't know just where to go from here. I was doing a little bit of hunting, and I couldn't afford to go every year. And hunting over in Utah with Tex McKeever and those guys, there were about 10 of them who went together. And I was invited to go. Had a good time, killed some deer, and a lot of them didn't like deer, so they gave it to me. And then I was, well, my family ate deer, venison, and we really liked the chops, the loin chops. One year, when I was invited to go deer hunting with the fellas in Utah, like I said, there's usually about 10 of them, and we would meet on Sunday down at the McKeever plumbing shop and load up a ton or ton and a half truck that with all the camping, with all of our gear, everything except our rifles and real personal items. It was a stake bed truck, and they had rigged up a ridge pole that went from the cab to the back of it, and they covered that with canvas, and then they covered that with fiskeen or plastic, as I think it's called now, and then they put canvas over the top of that, so it was almost waterproof in case it rained. And usually after we got up to our place, a couple of the older guys, they slept in the truck. Well, one thing that I had noticed when I went on these trips with them, that every year the footlockers got bigger. A lot of the men, if they were ex-military, had military footlockers, and they would keep all of their hunting clothes in this footlocker during the year. And then when it came time to go on one of these trips, well, they would get their footlocker out and put other things in it and load that onto the truck. Well, this year, when I was out in the garage and I was taking my items off of the shelf and getting ready to go on this trip, well, I spotted this big steamer trunk. So I put that on the tailgate of a Rambler Rebel station wagon. It wouldn't fit inside, but when I let the tailgate down and raise the top part of the back window, I could set this trunk on this tailgate, and I loaded almost everything that I was going to take in that station wagon. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. Loaded these items individually into this steamer trunk that was sitting on the tailgate of this Rambler Rebel station wagon. That Rambler Rebel was made by Nash, and it was really a good car. We had a lot of fun in it, and it just ran and ran and ran. Tappets were a little loud, but outside of that, it was pretty good. When I went down to McKeever's Plumbing that day, and I pulled up in front, and I told the guys, Well, I've got a Foot Locker this year, and they looked at that and they said, you sure have. And there was a Captain Wagner, retired Navy captain, and he volunteered to help me carry that around in the back where we were loading the truck. Well, when his end of the steamer truck came off of the tailgate, he went right to the ground with it. It was that heavy. But we carried it around and back and set it down, and then I started taking these things out and loading them onto the truck, which just made good sense. Well, when this trunk was empty, I could reach over, it was get a hold of each end of it and pick it up and carry it without any problem at all. So I carried it back and put it on the tailgate of the Rambler Rebel, and then I was back around the back helping them load and BSing and whatever. Well, while I was doing that, two of the guys got the biggest anvil I have ever seen. It was a 125-pound anvil. And they put it in that steamer trunk. And when it was time to go home, we just said our goodbyes, and I drove up there. We were living at 942D Avenue at that time, and I drove in the alley behind that and pulled off the alley with my car, and I went around behind it to pick up this trunk and go put it back in the garage. My garage was over at 939E because I kept the garage and we rented the house. And when I got a hold of that and started to lift, it didn't come up. So I raised the lid and looked in there, and here's this big anvil in there. Well, needless to say, that was a wonderful joke on me, and I started laughing. And but the I could not lean the lid far enough back because of the top part of the window for the back of the Rambler. So I, I rested it up there against this top part of the window, the lid of the, I rested the lid of the steamer trunk up against the part of the rear window of the Rambler Rebel. And I reached in there and I got a hold of that 125-pound anvil. And when I got it up chest height, not quite enough to lift it over the edge of the steamer trunk, well, I'd lost all my lifting power, and I couldn't raise it any higher, and I started to roll it over the edge of this trunk. That jarred the trunk, and the lid of the trunk came down on my wrists, and the trunk had me just like a big mouth, and I had that steamer trunk in my, that anvil in my hands inside the steamer trunk. So I picked up trunk, the anvil and all, and turned around and put down solid on the alley, and then turned loose of the anvil, and it dropped down to the bottom. And when I looked at my wrist, they were all bleeding from that top of that steamer trunk that was acting as a mouth. Well, needless to say, I wasn't laughing anymore. But when it was down on the ground, then I could put the lid way back and reach in there and get the anvil out. And just about that time, here came Tom Stodgehill down the alley. He had been up at the corner, end of the alley, watching me to see what was going on. And, of course, I had a few good words for him, and we had a good laugh.